My name is Jonathan Diaz. I am 21. And this year, God saved me through Christ. I was living in iniquity, sin, but I believed I was a Christian. I would talk about Jesus Christ, but I was dead in sin, so I was lost, but I knew of Christ. I knew of Christ. I didn't know who he was. I knew of him. Why would high school, the end of my high school year, at senior year, is when the first time I started drinking. I started drinking and then cigarettes around November and stuff. And then later that year, it turned into marijuana. Then it turned into further lawlessness, just for my gratification, premarital sex and all that. I did drugs. I did cocaine for a week, and then I did pills. I did pills a couple times with my friend. We would go to strip clubs, do drugs outside of the strip club, and go in high on cocaine and all that. And it was disgusting, but I thought I was a Christian. My life was just... I was lost. The sad thing was, I didn't know it. I knew I was doing wrong, but Satan had me convinced I was saved. But I was sinning, so therefore I didn't know Christ. I didn't know God. I didn't know anything. I just knew sin. Whatever intellectual knowledge I had was just a lie. I had a girlfriend, which I thought was the best thing in the world, and it was for a while, until I put all my love and affection I gave to her. And of course, when you give everything to someone, they can let you down, especially when you put all your love, your time into one thing, into a person. It can let you down, whoever it may be. And things started happening. I wasn't as happy as I thought I would be. Then our relationship started to become violent. And it was just all sorts of lawlessness you can imagine. I bet you can imagine what things we would do. Drugs, alcohol, you know. It was just a sad life. But I didn't know it, that I was damned to hell. I knew it, but I pushed it away somehow. Instead of continuing in the Word and things, I would search for man's way of reasoning that justified listening to any kind of music I wanted, and it justified looking at images and doing things, pornography, lust, masturbation, whatnot. I looked for man's way around God's Word, and I went the way of man, and I fell away, and it was worse than before. Because now, as I listened to this music, I knew it was bad, but then I was like, you know what? I just kept listening and listening to Korn, Slipknot, a bunch of nasty things. And then I started becoming real hateful and angry and murderous in my heart. And then I started hating everyone. As I would drive, delivery driver, I wanted to kill everybody. And I was hateful, violent, angry, dark. I would dress in all black for a couple days and things, and I thought I was a Christian, but I was hurting. I was hurting because I thought I was headed for the road to life, but I was really headed for a road to condemnation, and it was hurting. I was proud. I was arrogant. I thought through philosophy that I was smarter than everyone else, that I had all the answers for everything. I thought of my fellow man as just everyone was dumber than me. I was arrogant. I was everything. I was a coveter. I was covetous over cars and girls and porn and everything. And I can't even count the times I would drive high on some sort of drugs, listening to worldly music, and I thought I was just a god to myself. I thought I had everything in life, and I was just in bliss. But did I know, little did I know, that I was headed straight to hell. And it's a sad thing now, but I knew it. I would drive home at night, and I would be scared driving on drugs. I was like, I'm going to hell if I die. But I would push that away. Through my astronomy class, God was showing me things, showing me that He exists, that He's in control of everything, but it was still a skewed view because I was dead in sin, and I thought I knew God, and I was self-righteous, and I would tell my friends and whatnot, don't do this, don't do that, but yet I was looking at porn every day at night when no one was there. It just shows us our nature and our heart. It's desperately wicked. It's truly wicked. I told my friend Jonathan that I would go to one of his Bible studies, and that day came, and instead of drinking and staying in my backyard doing stupid things, his phone was ringing on my bed, and I said, you know what, I'm going to answer the phone. I answered it. Turns out later that day, me and my friend went to the Bible study. Pastor from a faithful church said, nowhere in the Bible does it say that you pray that prayer to be saved. Nowhere. And then they mentioned scripture from Romans, I think. And I was starting to be frightened. Up until that time when he said that, the whole Bible study, I was kind of hardening my heart because I thought I was a Christian. Up until that point, and then I started to realize I'm in trouble. So, something happened when he was saying that. I was convicted of lust and porn, and it popped up as sin. Like, I was like, this is what it's talking about. This is what I need to get rid of. This is what's bad. The flesh had its grips. It had its chain around my neck, and I would look, do not look at a woman with lust, and I said, I can't do that. I can't stop looking at girls with lust. I can't leave this. It's too hard. And then I think later that same night I fell into sin, but I saw God's law and it came to me for the first time and it showed me that I couldn't. A couple of weeks later, I would be tempted at school, but something had been different. I no longer like that sin anymore. Something was happening. Just as I was looking at pornography and covering the girl's face, because I was thinking that it's not lust if you don't see that person or their face or something like that, that it's not lust. Immediately, I was convicted, and I saw how disgusting and wicked that was, and I fell to my face, and that God made, I repented. After that moment, I hated that sin. Because before that time I was lost to thinking that it was okay. If you kind of go around it, you can make it okay. But God said, no, it's never okay to do that. That I was going to battle and kill sin, whatever it may be, with His Holy Spirit. That was the day that I was filled with His Spirit. Ever since then, we put to death the deeds of the body. Porn, lust, anger, strife, outbursts of anger, jealousy, covetousness, idolatry, rage, anger. We kill it with the Spirit. And now, as I started reading about Christ, the true glorious King, saving me from the death, the casket that I was locked in, He rescued me, and He took me out. He took me out and gave me life and said, that's not life. That's death. I'm going to show you what life is. And through His Word, through prayer, He's been showing me who He is. He's been strengthening me ever since. Christ saves. And the big monsters in my life, like pornography, there would be times when I was thinking it would be too much. I would never be free from this. And now it's dead. And I have to be alert and in His Word. Always filled with His Spirit. filled with Christ, dwelling upon him to put to death the deeds of the body at work, wherever you may be, putting to death the deeds of the body by his Spirit. Yeah, I'm alive. For the first time in my life, I'm alive.